Thanks, Mike Perry, number one fan, Big Fatty Online 2018.
Aww.
He won the Big Fatty number one fan contest this year.
Ooh.
I know. I entered it. I've entered it for 11 fucking years. Guess who hadn't fucking won? One goddamn bit. I'm not bitter, though. At all. At all.
Can you try that again? Say it like you mean it.
I'm not bitter. At all. Okay. Is that better?
Yeah.
I need acting skills.
I bought it.
Really? You bought it?
No, I didn't.
I don't think I'd be a very good actor. I get way too shy and I can't remember my lines.
Aww.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm not bitter, though. At all.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2636 of the BFO for Monday, the 5th of March, 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend. Big Fatty, you didn't do a damn thing. Well, yes. Hello, Fowlers. Big Fatty, is it short week? No. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Yo, you are Fowlers today. Big Fatty, it's vulgar. Big Fatty, why are we Fowlers? Big Fatty, spit it out. You're Fowlers because of this. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 5th of March, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal, and the reason why you are Fowlers, y'all, today is the, yes, Big Fatty, it's a foul one for sure, y'all, it is Big Ricky, it is Big Ricky's celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, that's a hell of a birth canal, a Big Fatty. I know many of you have met Big Ricky at the Pride 48s, and when Big Fatty lived in the Fat Cave, Big Ricky came and stayed overnight in the Fat Cave. Yes, Big Fatty, but thank goodness he hasn't been. But he hadn't been in the villa. No, he has not been in the villa. But Big Ricky, just one of the nicest folks that you'll ever meet. Big Fatty, we'll also get to meet him in Nolan. Well, it does sound like he's gonna get his foul monkey down to Nolan's and quit pussyfooting around. Big Fatty pussyfooting around. Y'all, you know, he was whining there for a while, saying, "Oh, I don't know if I can come." Blah 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 blah. Y'all, Big Ricky will be there. I'm telling you, Big Ricky will be there. So y'all, but until Nolan's gets here in August, y'all, if you see Big Ricky on the 20 or the face Big Fatty, he's always on them. Y'all, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope the provider makes sure he gets a big old piece of cake. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, last time I talked to you was Thursday evening when I recorded the For Right Little Show. And, For Right in the coal mine, y'all, it was a fairly quiet day. I can't remember anything of importance going on there. Big Fatty. And y'all came home. My knee was still bothering me a little bit on For Right
But it wasn't as bad as it was earlier in the week. Still a little bit of a stitch there, but not too bad. But y'all got home and went on a nipple walk through Fat Acres, and y'all came in, and I watched some things on the TV machine. And y'all, I was just mellow. I was just mellow. Yes, Big Fatty, you were just mellow. And so y'all, believe it or not, y'all, I just decided, you know, it's one of the final weekends of the standard time. You know, we move the clocks forward this coming weekend. Yes, Big Betty, it's you'll be wearing your black dress and a veil. It's true. With the death of standard time. Yes, Big Betty, Walnut Hills will be in mourning and playing the bagpipes. It's true. Y'all, I just decided. You know, I'm and y'all, it's chilly. It's chilly. My willy was chilly. Be? Fanny, we don't need to hear about your willy. And y'all, I crawled in the bed at 7:30 p.m. in the evening. Be? Fanny, that's even before Final Jeopardy. I wasn't really going to sleep, but y'all, I had the electric mattress pad on, and y'all, it was lovely. I was just laying there and all snuggled up in there, and I had the TV machine on and everything, and y'all, all of a sudden, this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery?
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! Y'all, I was sitting. Okay, y'all, I was laying there, y'all, it was my 30-year-old that likes to stop by. Y'all, it's been a while since he's stopped by, and I wasn't going to be that guy. I wasn't going to be that guy and just, oh, when you coming over? When you coming over? When you coming over? Big Freddy. He says, hey, Big Freddy, I'm in your neighborhood. You mind if I stop by? I said, no. Come on by. And y'all, I leapt from the bed to see what was the matter. Be ready. Y'all, turn the alarm off and turn some lights on. And y'all, walk to the front door. And just as he's walking up the walk to the villa, he truly was... was in the neighborhood, as they say. Y'all, I think he was parking as he was asking if he could stop by. And y'all, so he came in, and it wasn't a long visit or anything like that, but y'all, it was just lovely. It wasn't our normal routine. The special chair was not involved, but y'all, it was lovely. Nonetheless,
yes, Big Betty, and I think you had to turn your head and cough.
Well, maybe once or 50 times, but anyway, y'all, it was just lovely. Lovely, lovely, lovely. And y'all, there was a wet cleanup.
Betty, we do not need to hear the details.
Anyway, it was an unexpected surprise. Big Fanny, an unexpected surprise. He left, and y'all, I turn the alarm back on and turn the lights back off and crawl back in the bed. And y'all, I slept like a baby. Yes, Big Fatty, that's why you had to wash the sheets this weekend. It's true. Y'all got up on Saturday, and y'all, I was a relative sloth on Saturday. About the only thing that I did is I took out some steaks and some boneless poke ribs from the freezer and let them defrost during the day. And y'all, I went for a nipple walk around Fat Acres. The knee was feeling pretty good on that one. And y'all, then I came back and fired up the grill here at Fat Acres. Yes, Big Betty, you just got it, the new canister of gas. It's true. And cooked my Brussels sprouts. I fried the bacon. Now, Big Betty, is this a recipe recommendation? No, it is not. It's just fried some bacon and onion and have the Brussels sprouts and cooked them in that bacon grease. And y'all, it's wonderful. Just wonderful. So I caught up with the programs on the TV machine. Y'all, I think I'm all caught up with everything on the TV machine now. And y'all, I had some of those boneless poke ribs, and I had one little piece of steak for my supper with those Brussels sprouts. Y'all, it was just lovely. And y'all, that I was going to be on that Stick It With a Poke Saturday night, and Gavin on the 20 posted a picture. Y'all, evidently the storm came through, and y'all a tree fell on Gavin and Jim's house. There was no damage to the house, but it brought down the power lines to half the house, which I don't know how that works, but so Gavin was trying to decide what was running and what wasn't running, and he finally decided if the dryer was running, then the refrigerator would run. So I don't know. It just seemed extremely random that you would put those two together. But anyway, so there was no Stick It With a Poke. So. Y'all, I got on the FaceTime with Granny, Granny's. I said, "Well, Granny, are you going out tonight?" He goes, "No, I'm not going out tonight." And I said, "Well, I'm not either." Durwood wasn't going. Big Dick and John had invited all of us to supper, but y'all, I'd already fired up the grill and had my yes, Big Betty. You had the early bird, and you had plans. It's true. Y'all, it just stayed home Saturday night. Big Fatty, it was just lovely having you here. Y'all, I crawled in the bed,
Big Fatty, you up late Saturday night. It must have been 9:30 or so. I think it was.
And y'all, once again, with the cool weather, I cracked the window just a little bit and get that cool weather, cool air in the love chamber. Y'all, it's just lovely, just lovely. And y'all, it's just been lovely here in Fat Acres. Y'all got up on Sunday, washed my clothes, washed the sheets, gonna have clean sheets Sunday night. And the big news, Saturday night, y'all, I'm sitting here, and all of a sudden, I got these messages, three e-letters, and y'all, they were from my accountant. Yes, Big Fatty, do we cheat them and how? It's true, and I believe do we cheat them and how is...
Trademark. Vera Charles.
Yes, and y'all, I will be receiving a refund from the federal government and from the state government. So y'all, that was just lovely news on a Saturday night, and I celebrated by going to bed at 9:30. Yes, because. And y'all got up on Sunday and had my coffee, and I had a little brofkas. I washed my sheets on Sunday. So y'all, after that, I got my shirt, and y'all, then I had gotten a 30% off coupon from the Kohl's, and y'all, I didn't really need anything. But, you know, 30% will get me in the store. And, y'all, plus, there was an extra coupon that if you spent $50 in the men's department, they'll give you another $10 off. And then if you came into the store, they would give you an extra $5. So, y'all, they were trying to get you in the store. You know, that's how they get you. And y'all, they got me. And so, y'all, I went over to the Kohl's, and y'all, I found a it's nice dress pants, but then there's a coat that matches it, but it's a suit separates, I think is what they call it. And y'all, I found the nice pair of pants that I really liked, and I went in and tried them on, and y'all, they were just perfect. They're maybe a little long, but I'll see if Sadie's Sewing Services might be able to take those up a little bit. I'll have to check with them later. But y'all, I came out and I looked and I tried on the coat that matched it, and y'all, I tried on a 40 regular, and y'all, it was okay. It was I could have worn the 40 regular. With it, it was a little snug, but y'all. So I was looking through the other sizes, and y'all, they had a 42 short, and y'all, that's exactly. I pulled it down, and y'all, it was exactly what Big Fatty needs to wear in a coat. Y'all tried it on; it was a sign. So y'all, I got that, and I got some. A new pair of socks, and I saved $197.71 at the Kohl's, but I only spent $104, and I got $20 in Kohl's cash, Big Fatty, and y'all, that pretty much was the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I just received on the cellular telephonic device, a frost advisory has been issued for the villas. For the villa location, Big Fatty. So y'all will have to bring in the elderly. Big Fatty, Granny's already inside anyway. But y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Big Fat, I didn't know you needed a suit. Well, I didn't either. But, y'all, it's light gray, and I just liked it. And, you know, when you get a good coupon, you use it. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Stinky Orangutans and birthday boy Big Ricky. What did you think about Big Fatty finding a good coupon on a new suit?
I'm not bitter, though. At all.
Oh, well, you need to go over to the Kohl's. I can give you my coupon code.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.